You're now listening to the Deep Edge Podcast with your host, technology expert Ray Moda, giving you the rundown on telecom, cloud, and all things business and tech. This is the Deep Edge Podcast.
Let's go!
Hello, this is Ray Moda from ACG, and welcome to this edition of The Hot Seat. Joining me today is Ben Baker from Juniper. Ben, thanks for joining The Hot Seat.
Thanks, Ray. Good to see you and excited to talk about this project.
Excellent, excellent. Now, maybe before we get started, could you tell our audience a little bit about what you do with Juniper currently today?
Hey, I'm the Senior Director of Cloud Solutions Marketing.
Excellent. Now, some time ago, there was a project I was involved, you know, related to cloud economics assessment model. What is the motivation behind this project?
Yeah, I think it's one of the existential business questions of our time, right? Mm-hmm. It's, you know, where do I run my applications and my IT workloads in a public cloud or my own data center? And virtually every company in the world wrestles with this question, you know, whether it's a company that we might put a label on as an enterprise or a cloud service provider or a communication service provider, every company out there is running software somewhere. So we've been working with our customers over the world for years to tackle this question. And, you know, I hear it all the time from customers directly, hear it from our account teams nonstop. Now, you know, the economics of public, private, and hybrid clouds is complicated. It's hard. And we found that it's not broadly well understood. And, you know, there are other out there, let's call them cloud calculators. You know, you can search for the web right now and find them. But these are way too simplistic, and they're blunt tools, and you know, they're just not going to give you the insight that you really need to make good decisions. And then, of course, the public cloud providers have cloud calculators too, but we found that people don't necessarily trust these. And also, again, they don't have the granularity, and you know, you can't look under the hood of those models and really understand the calculations. So companies are making big time strategic decisions that can fundamentally affect the economics of their business for years to come. And they're doing this with incomplete information, you know, without sufficient rigor behind the decision. And this is why we came to you guys. This is why we came to ACG last year and said, we need to solve this problem. Hey, help us build a model for this.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, because it's interesting, because sometimes some of these trivial ROI calculators just isn't enough to make a decision, yet you're making millions, or in some cases, billions of dollar decision without having some of the macro level, major disconnect there. So that being said, what is the cloud economics assessment model?
Yeah, we call it, you know, as you say, the cloud economics assessment model or cloud workload decision model. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be really specific, it's a detailed total cost of ownership model in Excel. It compares the monthly expenses of 10 different application areas. If you ran these apps on AWS versus Azure versus your own data center or any combination, mm-hmm. the model's very comprehensive. It includes every cost imaginable. You guys did a great job with this. We've tested the model with a variety of SMEs. And, you know, you might say, well, wait a second, if it's comparing monthly expenses, then it doesn't include the CapEx that you might need for your own data center. But it actually does include CapEx, and you know, we make all costs variable, so you can do that side-by-side comparison between data center infrastructure you own, and whether that's on-premises or a few racks that you have in some colo, you know, versus a public cloud, which of course is all OpEx and all a variable cost. And you know, of course, there are some things that you just can't model, like security and compliance and regulations. And some companies out there may, for example, just want more control over their ITs. So there are some, I guess, non-cost factors that go into this decision. But we think the model strikes a great balance of having an incredible amount of granularity and flexibility, but, you know, shielding that complexity from the user of the model. So, you know, it has literally hundreds of knobs and dials that you can turn and change the input variables. But at the same time, we do have well thought out default values for everything also.
Yeah, that's great to have default values so that people have a baseline of where to start with. I remember Peter Fedorov working on this. And he was going over some of the results and the complexity of the work behind the scenes in this. But based on your experience and some of the things you saw, what are some of the results, or how will you interpret some of the outcomes from those models there?
Yeah, at a high level, the answer is the multi-cloud. Optimal place to run some applications is public cloud, other applications in your own data center, the private cloud. And the model shows, for example, that you can save up to 90% if you take this hybrid approach versus if you just put everything in the public cloud.
Right.
And, you know, so everyone knows that you use public cloud for speed and flexibility, right? Mm-hmm. Well, kind of. I mean, public cloud is very useful for bursts. So flexibility and agility, you know, particularly in the context of short time horizons. So, right. You know, let's say a pandemic hits, right? You know, just hypothetically, of course, and, you know, the demand for your video conferencing app goes through the roof. You know, you can really quickly ramp up on public cloud, but it would take you longer to install your own DC infrastructure. So public cloud for bursts, and then your own DC for, you know, long-term sustainable growth and scale and efficiency. Now, going back to the model, you know, in terms of different applications, so in general, you want to use public clouds for apps that have modest compute, memory, and network requirements, like web servers, development environments, some testing environments, low-priority business apps, or apps that only require intermittent access to compute resources, you know, so the compute resources would be idle for a large percentage of the time. Also for public cloud, it fits applications that run in batch mode and can be scheduled, applications that you could run at very flexible times. So these apps could use spot instances, and AWS and Azure with spot instances, they're essentially spare capacity that they price very, very cheaply. Now, on the other side, the apps and use cases where a privately owned data center makes sense are use cases where you have high network traffic. So NFV, you know, VNFs, virtual network functions, gaming, video, you know, as long as it's not pushed out to the edge.
Right.
So the model shows that applications with large data transfer requirements can be up to 10 times more expensive on public cloud. Right. Some other apps that make sense to run in your private DC, apps with non-traditional compute requirements like AI, ML workloads on GPUs. So GPU instances, very expensive on public cloud. And then finally, use cases that have consistently high compute requirements. You know, the business case for these types of use cases is going to point you to investing in your own data center. So, you know, I went through a bunch of general statements there about the results, but the important point is that we tweak the model for a customer's specific environment to give you detailed quantitative answers.
Yeah, no, I think you did a good job of explaining, not that people should get rid of public cloud, is that there's a need and a fit, and understand those inflection points based on your capacity demand, because it impacts a tremendous amount of the economics with that. So that being said, is where do people go and how do people find out more about this?
So one of the first things I do is, you know, I'd recommend that you read the white paper that ACG has written. You should be able to find this Juniper ACG Cloud Economics white paper, and it should pop up. And this paper should reinforce everything that we've talked about here. And then usually the best thing to do is contact your Juniper account manager and we can start the conversation. And, you know, ultimately what you want to have happen with a model like this is that we work closely with you to customize the model for your own environment, because the answer is always some form of it depends, right?
It depends.
And so we sit down with you. It wouldn't it be simple if we just said it depends and walk away? But the answer is it depends, and we have a model. So, you know, so we sit down with you virtually, of course, go through the model, look at the assumptions. We say, hey, we think X, Y, Z. And you say, okay, yeah, we agree. Let's run the model. Or you say, No, you know, our web server infrastructure, we use more VM resources than you're saying, or less. And then we, you know, make the changes. And you just go down through the assumptions and the inputs for all the applications and the infrastructure. And hey, maybe we change some of the underlying calculations too, if we think that's best. And the end goal here is that you eventually come up with a really sound game plan for your business that has discipline and formality and analytical rigor behind it. And, you know, now you, as one of the people responsible at your company for making these decisions, you have the confidence and you have the information necessary to execute on that question that we started off with. And, you know, it's, when do I use public cloud and when do I use my own private data center infrastructure?
No, excellent, excellent. Well, Ben, you're officially off the hot seat. Thanks for joining.
All right, thanks, Ray.
Yeah, well, with Ben, I'd like to thank everyone for joining. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Deep Edge Podcast. Make sure to follow Ray Moda on Twitter and LinkedIn at RModa. If you enjoyed the podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. Want even more? Head over to acgcc.com to access exclusive bonus content. Till next time.